Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa's already made me like hold my forehead. And I'm like, oh, I can't.
Right?
I can't.
HHG. HHG is texting up a storm right now. And it's like, how do you not know that every Wednesday night at 8:30 for the last 4.5 years, we record?
I know.
She sent like 4 messages in the last 30 seconds.
She got really chatty around 7 on Snapchat. And I'm like, this is odd. Like, I'm just like, what's going on?
I know, right? Some days you hear nothing from her, right? I'll text her 26 times in a night going, maybe you're sleeping. Maybe you died. Hope you're okay. Something wrong with the dog. Is it your mom? God. And then she'll text in the next morning after at some point saying, sorry, I just woke up. I fell asleep for 72 hours. Yeah. Like, well, glad you're breathing.
It's been hard. It's been a hard week.
Oh, I tell you. There's a little insight for you, friends of the podcast, all those a few weeks ago who were asking about the HHG.
It was just last week, Lisa.
Just last week, this was happening.
Just last week.
I tell you. I feel like I'm 6 weeks ahead of time.
Oh my God.
Right? That's what I feel. I feel like I'm 6 weeks in the future. That's where I am.
Stay in the present, Lisa. That's where it's fun.
Right? Stay the course, Lisa. Stay the course. That's what I got to do, Samantha. All right. So why are you holding your forehead already?
Well, because you've already stressed me out. And I'm like, oh God, I got to hold my forehead.
Okay. Well, first off, how does holding your big forehead?
And it just makes me feel calmer. I'm holding my forehead. I'm like, she really isn't this ridiculous. She really is not.
So here's the thing, right? Like, really, this is what you need to do? It's kind of like a little bit of shaming.
Okay. For those of you who are wondering why I'm holding my forehead, Lisa just said to me, I think I failed my eye test.
I did.
You can't fail it. It's not a test. It's a, let's see how your eyes are doing. Please tell me what looks the clearest. Yeah. You apparently, even in your own eye test, cannot tell the truth.
No, right? Because here's the thing, right? So for the last 2 sets of eyeglasses,
oh my God.
I've never had eyeglasses that make my eyes feel like they're working. Ever.
Then you're doing it wrong.
That's what I'm saying, Samantha, right? I can't pass the this one or this one, this one or this one, this one or this one. I can't
you have
pass
to
that.
Just stare at it, Lisa, and go, which one do I see the most clear?
I can't tell the difference. And then I lose interest and then I'm bored. And then I'm just like, hey.
I think you really need to be very honest with the optometrist who's doing your eyes.
And say what?
That you get bored easily. You're never really sure. You've got to keep me on point.
And for the last 4 years, I've spent $2,000 in glasses that don't work.
And you're about to spend more money. So there, see, you walk in the door and they're like, show me money.
They're like, wasn't she just here 6 months ago? I'm like,
yep, she was.
She was. But yes, guess she what? She's convinced that her glasses aren't working.
Maybe you just need a new lens, not necessarily a frame.
Well, why would I go to all that trouble and not get new glasses?
Get a new, you have, okay. Oh.
I want new glasses.
I'm going to hold my forehead again.
Why? With the forehead again? What's with that?
You have so many glasses that could be given to other people.
Well, they can have them. I don't need to keep them. Right now when I go to bed and I read my news, I'm using a pair of readers.
What?
Yeah, because my eyes are broken. I have broken eyes.
Oh my God.
They're broken. They're not working. Because the eye test lets me down every single time.
You let yourself down.
It lets me down every time, right? Right? I went right to progressives. I never even wore glasses. I went right to progressives and now I'm in progressives for like the 8th year in a row, still with glasses that don't work.
That don't work.
Right? My at-home glasses don't work. My at-work glasses don't work. I'll pay for the fancier lenses so I can see the computer better at work. Those don't work. None of them work. My eyes are broken.
You're hilarious.
I'm just saying, Samantha. No, you know what we are? You know what we are? I know. I might be hilarious, but you know what? We're not.
What?
We're not $55 million richer.
No, we are not.
How does that happen?
Nice way to start my Wednesday, Lisa.
Well, I felt, okay.
I just need to let you know, we were not the winners in Saskatoon.
Because like, I felt, I sent the exact same message to the HHG because I felt that you two are going to wake up. Somebody's going to have told you, because I've been awake for hours before you two rose today.
This is true.
Right. So I thought somebody, you're going to wake up, you're going to hear it on the news, somebody's going to tell you, and you're going to be all panicking, thinking we may have won the $55 million. Friends of the podcast, the Lotto Max was won by one ticket in Saskatoon.
It's Saskatoon. I only saw the prairies.
Saskatoon.
Well, you know what? Okay. You know what my wish is always is that it went to somebody that really can use the cash.
Yeah.
And that it didn't go to somebody that already had cash.
Right.
That's all that I ever ask for the Lotto gods is to give it to somebody who really needs it.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's 55 million, right? So it really could help a lot of people if they just took 55 people from Saskatoon and gave everybody $1 million.
Yeah. Right?
I don't think people would complain at that.
Right? Probably not.
So I'm just saying. So I felt it was my responsibility to text you two numbnuts first thing this morning and say, just so you know, somebody in Saskatoon did win, but it was not us.
I wonder what they're going to do.
I don't know. What do you do? It is a hassle I wouldn't mind trying to solve.
That's true.
Right? I'm just saying. Samantha, how's your week been?
Oh, you know, I think I'm trying to hibernate again.
Oh, well, it's your season, right? The temperature's dipped below zero.
It's below zero. Right? It's darker now.
It's darker.
My blankies feel oh so cozy.
Right? So now Samantha's starting to burrow.
Starting to burrow. And then all of a sudden, like, I have the need for like a hot chocolate. And I'm like,
oh, you broke the hot chocolate out.
No, not yet. Because I have to buy some.
Gotcha.
And then who gets excited? They're starting Christmas movies early. Oh. And I'm like, I need a hot chocolate. I need some cookies. And I want my Christmas movie on the weekend and my blankie. I just need a roaring fire and I am good to go.
And you are good to go, right? Samantha is hibernating. We will see her out and about only if guilted into it. That's what you do for the next four to six months.
Yeah, it's funny though. And I'm like, how does it? It's like a switch. It's like.
Because once it got cool, right? Once it got cool.
Yeah, I'm back at it.
You know, okay. Can I share an interesting story with you?
Sure.
Just between me and you, because it's a little bit embarrassing.
Yes. Keep it to ourselves.
I'm not even going to share it with the HHG. Okay. It's embarrassing. Just me and you. Okay.
Okay.
Just me and you, Samantha. I've been having a little bit of like an issue. Like I had an issue today and it was kind of, I don't know how the best way I can put it is that, I swallowed when I should have spit.
Why are you spitting?
Because I didn't want it in my mouth.
What are you spitting out? Don't get gross.
Yeah,
don't get gross.
You seem gross.
Do not tell me. Do not tell me. If it's disgusting, don't tell me.
Are we not just having me and you have a one-on-one conversation?
I don't want to know.
I swallowed instead of spit.
Uh-huh.
All I'm saying, right? Uh-huh. Fine. You're already shaming me and you're not supposed to judge.
I'm already wondering what you're trying to spit out instead of swallow.
Well, I swallowed. I should have spit. That's the problem. Thing is, right, is that I went to the Starbucks this morning and I ordered my tall blonde.
Uh-huh.
Right? And when I got the tall blonde, it was so piping hot. So piping hot. And you know how like you have like just that little hole at the top
yes.
of the cup?
Yes.
And I took a big sip. But I was in a public place. And you know me, right? I like to try and look cool.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I had to swallow.
And did it hurt?
Oh, it hurt.
Uh-huh.
It hurt my heart. My heart was on fire.
Your heart was on fire.
My broken heart was on fire, Samantha. It was on fire from the inside out.
Oh my God.
On fire. Like, probably had I opened my mouth, I probably, of course, after the swallow, I probably would have like shot flames.
Yes.
It was so hot.
So we're having a spit and swallow issue. Is that what you're saying?
I'm having a swallow when it should have been a spit type of day. That was my day today. With the piping hot coffee.
It's coffee, right?
It was coffee from the Starbucks. My tall blonde. Coffee.
Nothing else, Lisa?
Nothing else. Man, hi, get your head. Oh my God, that's what you were thinking? Ew. Ew. I thought that was like a commandment, thou shalt not swallow. Sorry. That's how I was raised. I'm talking about coffee, for Christ's sake, Samantha.
Okay, all right, I got you. All right, I'm just saying, you know, if you're having a spit and swallow issue.
It's because the coffee was burning my heart.
Got it.
Burning my throat. And if I was like alone at home, I would have spit it out in the sink. I would have spit it out. But I couldn't spit it out because I had to swallow it because I was in public.
All right.
Oh my God, I can't believe that's what you were thinking.
Well, you know, the way led into the conversation.
Well, I get your mind out of the gutter.
Well, you do have a husband.
I do have a husband. I certainly do have a husband. I'll tell you that. And guess what? On the weekend, my husband and we went shopping.
Oh, because that's fun.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Normally, I don't get to go shopping of any type, right?
No, because he does it all and he chooses weird things. And
Yeah. Like our new floor, you know how you have like a runner like in your front entrance?
Uh-huh.
Got a new one of those that came in the mail today, I guess. Oh. Yeah. Well, let's leave that at that.
Does it have ducks on it?
No, it doesn't have ducks. It's green and beige.
What?
Yeah. Like, couldn't it just pick like a solid color, right? That would have just gone with everything else.
Oh, God.
It's patterned and it's hard on your feet.
I bet it is.
It's, okay. That was a surprise today. That was a surprise. But so on Saturday, right, we went shopping. We decided that we needed to get new bedding.
Oh.
And from new bedding came new bathroom.
How did you make the leap?
I have no idea. Because all of a sudden Mike's like, hey, do you want to get a new shower curtain? Well, you know what? One cannot just get a shower curtain without replacing
everything. Bath mat,
the things that hold your toothbrush.
Oh, you did the whole kit and caboodle. The whole
new towels.
Wow.
The whole bit.
No, it was a shopping palooza.
It was a shop-a-palooza Saturday. And you know what I've found is like, I'm not good at making those decisions, right? Because you know me, I'm just like, I think we're fine. I think we're good, right? I think we're good. I think we're okay.
So what color did you go with?
A dark gray, because that's the theme of our house now, right? Is dark gray.
Oh, is it?
Everything now is dark gray.
Okay.
Right? From our furniture to our bedding to our curtains to our bathroom. Because that's what we do, right? We make the whole place one solid color.
One lovely color.
Except for the mat. That is not dark gray. But that's okay.
That's okay,
right?
That's okay. Okay, but speaking of houses, Lisa.
Tell me.
You sent me that lovely Google thing about the Carnival haunted house.
I know, right? What do we think about that?
I don't know. To haunt or to not haunt?
It's your
season. That is the question.
It's your season.
I know.
Right? So.
When you sent me that link and I went to it and I'm like, oh my God, I could get really scared here.
It looks really scary.
I think that if we go, there are clowns.
Of course there's going to be clowns.
Because it's a carnival.
Because, right? It's a carnival. Spelt with a K.
With a K.
Right? For killing.
It looks so scary.
It does look so scary.
They do have a time during the day oh, I think it's Halloween or something that kids can go. And I'm like, I could probably go to that one.
No, we either do it all or we don't do it, right? We go big or we go home.
I know.
So you've got a couple days to think about it.
I know. Do you think the HHG will go?
No.
She went to the she came with us the last time.
She sat in a car.
Oh, she won't walk through.
I don't know if she'll walk. But she might. I mean, of course, we would extend the invitation.
I think it'd be funny.
You know, like she might.
Yeah, you never know.
That's totally up to you. That is up to you.
I don't know. Okay. Right. And then, you know, as I'm waffling, because I don't know, because there's like a couple of haunted houses out there in the world in Saskatoon.
Yeah.
C95, Shauna Foster.
I know.
Put it on her IG reel. She was killing it with her scary Halloween spirit.
That was so funny, hey? It was so funny. And I asked her to be on the show, but she couldn't be on the show. She couldn't join us this week because it's like they have their radiothon tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the breast cancer.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. So she couldn't join, right? But I bet she wants on. She wants on. I feel it.
But I think it's funny that her daughter is the one that takes the pictures and does her video.
I know, right?
I'm like, that's awesome.
And she's doing a good job too.
Yeah, she is. But she was like, mask on, doing like the whole Michael Jackson dance thing.
The whole bit. She was.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was good. Good spirit, right? Because you know me, I have no Halloween spirit.
No, you don't.
None. I hate Halloween.
We know what you got spirit for.
I don't understand it. I have spirit for the spirits. That's what I got spirit for.
You got spirit for Adele.
I got spirit for Adele. Oh, yeah. Okay. And guess what? She sent me kind of another, it was like a video message this week.
Oh my God.
And of course, right, she was being interviewed, but somehow she managed to forward it to me. And here's a little fun fact about my friend Adele that you probably didn't know.
Uh-huh.
She eats her potato chips, but she calls them crisps.
Uh-huh.
She's British.
Yes.
With Worcestershire sauce.
Odd?
Not odd. I think it would be delicious. I love that sauce so much. Coincidence? I think not.
Oh, yes, because she forwarded it directly to you.
Right. And then what a coincidence that you're using one of my favorite sauces of all time from, and it's approved by the Queen, and the Queen is my girl too.
Oh, well, there you go.
Just saying.
Is that what we call a full circle moment?
It totally is a full circle moment. It's more because it's bigger than 6 degrees of Adele.
Oh my God.
It's bigger than that.
Okay. But you know what they already are doing though?
What?
They're already attacking Adele's new song.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know. They say they ask this question. Is this song good enough for her comeback? And I'm like, seriously, people, Adele doesn't need massive fanfare. People have been waiting for 6 years for new music.
Adele needs nothing.
Gonna be big no matter what she released.
Because she's Adele. Because
she's Adele and she releases good stuff every time. Yeah, so right? it was a no-brainer.
Yeah, right. Because her whole thing is, hi, it's me, Adele.
Yeah, hello.
Right? It's me, Adele. So yeah, you're absolutely right. Doesn't matter what it is. Don't get me wrong, right? Like my favorite Adele song, like I love Rolling in the Deep because I think that's a fun, upbeat, woohoo type of song. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Girl's got some struggles. She's gone through some tough times. I know this, right? She shared this with me.
Yes,
that's why. So this album, Samantha, and friends of the podcast, in case you didn't know, this album is about her journey.
Yes.
Right? It's about her learning about herself.
Uh-huh. She shared these insights with you, did she, Lisa?
Yeah. And it's about, you know, going from where she was to where she is.
Absolutely.
Right? And the woman she is now is not who she was then.
Hence the name of the album, 30.
Right. So it's all about like the time period and what she went through.
Oh my God.
Right. So as she was experiencing these things in these years, she penned songs.
Oh my God.
Right. That's what she did, Samantha. Right. She wrote about it.
And your delusion is strong.
Right.
That's good to see.
So, just so you know. So she wrote about it and then she got her people.
Yes.
And wrote an album.
There you go.
Right? Not much different than, you know, like if you're out and about or I'm out and about and something pops up weird on our day, right? We write about it. We jot it down into our notes because we're going to want to talk about it on the podcast.
Very similar.
Same type of thing. Okay. Same type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, just so you know, right? Just.
Okay. But big news. And I'm sure everyone who follows or knows Adele knows this, but November 14th, Adele One Night Only, CBS.
Absolutely.
Who's watching it?
Hi. Who knew about it? I did.
I did.
I knew about it too. Probably a ring, ring, ring. Hello. Hello. It's me, Adele. Hi, Adele. We are getting so close.
Hey, Lise. How's it going?
Right. How's it going? Just having some crisps with Worcester.
It's just Irish.
Right. It's just me, Adele. What are you up to, girl? Right? That's probably what she's doing. A little bit of that. Hey?
Oh, my God. How are your dogs?
Right. How are your dogs? How's everybody? Right. How's everything?
Oh, my God.
That's how that's going. Okay. So, interesting thing the other day. I sent you a message. I said you
think it's interesting.
Yeah, I do. I sent you a message. I said, what are you up to?
And I said, I am organizing my closet.
Go more in depth. There was more to it than just that. Please explain. Please elaborate, Samantha.
I needed to go through my closet and make it work clothes and casual clothes. And then I was going to go through it again and find out for more stuff that I didn't need and just, you know, some general organizational.
And what was my observation?
That I turned into a Gibson.
I'm like, oh my God, did you wake up a Gibson? Because that's what we do.
I know.
That's what we do. We go through, and it's not good enough to just go through it one time. We're going to want to go through it twice just to make sure we didn't miss anything.
Right.
Right. So,
that's what I did.
Look at that. Hey, at some point, there is a method to his madness.
There is, because really, if I go through it again in another, say, couple of months, I'm probably going to throw it even more.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will, Samantha.
So right? I guess it kind of was like a Freaky Friday turned into a Gibson.
Right? Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. So funny. I thought that was like the funniest thing. I'm like, oh my God, you're a Gibson. Right? You have become, and you did it all day long.
Well, because I mean, and then there was like, I wanted to go through my jewelry because I mean, it's just from unpacking, right? I just wanted to go through everything. And it's like, oh, am I using this? No. Do I like it? No.
Did you have lots of jewelry to go through? Are you all about the jewels?
No, it's like fake stuff, but.
Yeah. Did you get rid of some? Did you part ways with some stuff?
I might.
Yeah. Oh, you're not done yet.
No.
That makes you not quite a full Gibson. Because we finish till the job is done.
There you go.
That's what we do. Okay. Interesting post on Instagram. So Rob Suskey's Instagram, right? C95 Rob.
Mm-hmm. From the Rob and Shauna show.
He posted a picture and it was of a cracked dinner box all mangled up at the top.
Yes.
And he said, is it only me that has issues with these thumb tabs on the boxes? And then I saw it and I laughed because I thought that was hysterical because I'm like, no, I have issues with those thumb tabs on the boxes too.
I think everybody does.
What's with those thumb tabs on the boxes?
Well, because I don't think they perforate them properly so that when you like go at it with your thumb or finger or whatever, it doesn't properly like ripped off.
Like, dear Rob, you have to have a bionic thumb or a bionic finger to get through that box.
Dear Rob, have a knife.
Dear Rob, get a knife. There are things that you can do. Get a knife, dear Rob.
Right? Or get your wife.
Or get your wife. I don't know. Because you know what? This wife wouldn't be able to do it because I still struggle. Because it's kind of like a challenge, right? Like you don't want to get the knife. So I get where he's coming from.
Because you should be able to do it with your thumb.
You should be able to, right? It shouldn't be. It's a flimsy cardboard box. Except for that part.
Except for that part. So dear KD.
Dear KD, dear box manufacturers.
Of KD.
And then he posted one today. It was a different box. I think he may be thumb tab challenged. But not to knock it, because I think I am too. So I'm at one with him.
I think there's a few of us that are thumb tab challenged.
Thumb tab challenged, right? And then I just think, do we need to have the thumb tabs?
Well, how are you opening it, Lisa?
Why can't you just open it from the top?
I don't know. Ask KD.
Right? I'm just saying, because not every box has a thumb tab, I don't think.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's all I'm saying. That's all I got to say about that. But dear Rob, right? I appreciated the thought.
Dear Rob, we feel for you.
We feel for you. I don't know. I don't have an answer though. Sorry. But we also claim not to ever really solve anybody's problems or teach them things.
We might create more problems than we solve, actually. We might.
Almost makes me want to like test out different ways to do that. See if we could open up boxes.
Oh, dear God.
Right? And see if we could figure it out on our own.
Okay.
I'm just all saying.
Right. I have a bigger question.
Okay, what? Hit Lisa? Me. Hit me. Hit me with your best shot.
Fire okay, if away. You shut up, I might ask a question.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Lisa?
What?
How many sleeps till the McRib hits Saskatoon?
11 sleeps. 11 sleeps. 11 glorious sleeps.
Okay.
11 glorious. It's
Oh my God.
Mother Parker.
Oh, gross. Like the thought of eating a McRib just makes my stomach roll.
Boy, it just does very opposite things to me. Right, like I can taste it. I can taste.
I know.
Right? Like 10-year-old me can taste that McRib. Right,
and the barbecue sauce
and the onions and the pickles and the longer bun with a little bit of like the little dusting of I don't know what is it like cornmeal or something on it maybe.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and the pressed bone like meat.
Mm. The pig snout.
The whole bit, all of it. Bring it, bring it! I can't wait. Can't wait. I just can't even wait. Every day it gets a little bit closer. Every day I get a little more excited. Well,
this is true.
It's like my dream come true.
I know. Like, you've been waiting how many years now?
I think it's been like 7.
Oh my God.
Since it was last year. Right? So just saying. It's been a long, long time.
Been a long, long time. Yeah. It's going to be very busy in the McDonald's here in Saskatoon.
Thank God there's so many we can go to. Right.
Oh, there's no we in this.
There's a we in at the lunchtime one. I think there's a we. I think there's a we at the lunchtime one.
Maybe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure there is.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's a busy day that day because.
Yes, it's very busy.
It's busy, right? Because we got lots of stuff on that day.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
So. Okay. All right. That. So for Facebook, though.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was a hard decision for you, but you landed on old Halloween candy.
I feel it was a harder decision for you.
No, it wasn't.
Because at first you were like, I don't think we should do that yet. There's Halloween's next week. I'm like, yeah, but I got a plan.
I got a plan.
I got a plan. I can't give the plan away, but I got a plan.
Right? Okay. But as someone pointed out, I believe it was, I don't know. I can't remember now. I don't want to say a name and then it'd be wrong. Someone pointed out that you forgot candy corn.
I think that was Joy Flurry.
I believe it was
Joy. It was Joy Flurry.
And I'm like, oh my God, you're right, Joy.
I left that off on purpose because I thought it's too obvious.
Everybody would kick it.
That's why I left off because you said, where's the popcorn ball? Too obvious.
Oh.
Too easy.
Too easy. Oh, now you're deciding.
I'm the maker of that game. Right, so I pick the candy.
So instead, everyone kicked Halloween kisses and Tootsie Rolls to the curb.
Yeah, your favorite Tootsie Rolls.
I love Tootsie Rolls.
I don't mind Halloween kisses.
Ugh,
I always enjoyed that one.
They're so hard to chew.
Right, and then Lori Gelman said today, "Okay, remember this one." Lori Gelman said she would kick suckers to the curb unless it was the Laura Secord butterscotch sucker. Do you remember that sucker?
I think I do.
Oh, I remember that sucker.
More of a Laura Secord person than I am.
Because she's from Ontario too, right? I think it was a bigger deal.
Apparently.
In Ontario. Oh, was she put that? I'm like, oh, I could taste it. I'm like, oh, yeah. Only one that I cared about from the Laura Secord was the butterscotch one too. But, and then I didn't know that Rockets were called Smarties in the States. And the States don't got Smarties.
They don't have the Smarties that we got.
Because the Rockets is not a Smarties.
No.
At all. It's not a Smarties. It's not a Smarties. And then today, your would you rather, that got lots of people talking.
Yes, it did.
Right?
People had some thoughts about pizza for breakfast and pancakes for dinner.
Yeah, that was a tough one, hey? Tough one.
Thanks for participating, guys. I really enjoyed today's would you rather.
So much fun. So much fun.
I quite enjoyed it. So, yeah, and again, thanks to guys for participating in Tuesday. One has to go. You know how much Lisa and I enjoy when you guys weigh in.
We're slowly getting some participation on who's listening on Sunday.
Yes, that's right.
We're just building it up slowly, Samantha.
Yes, we are. Right. But you know what, guys? All that we ask is that we bring, that you bring all of your friends, your neighbors, your people to the podcast and get them to listen to us, because we're just, you know, an hour and a bit of just weird chatter about whatever's happening around us. And, you know, and we love to laugh, and we're hoping that we can bring that to other people as well.
Samantha, so, you know what we could do, Samantha? Because we got some magnets left over, right?
Oh,
what we could do is, okay, friends of the podcast, here's a challenge for you. Whoever invites the most people to our page this week,
our Facebook page,
we'll get a magnet. So all you have to do is at the very top of the page, it says invite. And if you click on invite, your friends are going to pop up in the list. Invite them to the page. Whoever invites the most people, we'll send you out a magnet.
All right.
There's no challenge.
Okay. So download or subscribe so that we know that you're listening. You can find us on pod.link/ismh or ismhead.podbean.com. Join in on the fun on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And Patreon is www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. So for as little as $2 a month, you guys, you can support the podcast because you think what we're doing is worthwhile. And as you know, that we are trying to migrate the Podbean Patreon to Patreon. So if you're one of the Podbean patrons that hasn't yet done that, that would be great if you could. We're just trying to streamline everything. And also we have merch. So go to Threadless, www.ishakemyhead.threadless.com, where you can get a mug or a t-shirt or a hat or
shower curtain.
This is creepy.
It's creepy, but still.
Yeah. So you can go there and get some merch from us. And we love being part of the PodFix network. So you can also listen to us on the network and check out some of the other podcasts that are on there.
They've just added a couple new shows, and I'm sorry, the titles leave my mind. However, just go to their website and check them out.
Okay.
Samantha.
Lisa.
HHG was a little disappointed on Friday.
I know there was no decoration.
There was no decorations on Friday night.
They can't decorate every Friday, Lisa.
I get that they appreciate us, but I don't think they appreciate us every
no.
Friday.
Right? No, I don't think so.
But that was a fun night, hey?
Yes, it was fun.
That was fun. You know, a little couple glasses of wine and some snacks.
Uh-huh.
You know what? They make a good nacho.
They do. It was good.
They make a good nacho.
Yeah.
That's what I find.
And I think we decided Annette helped us. She messaged saying that there was no, where was the t-shirt? The wine t-shirt?
The wine girls, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, you need to fit me into the picture. And I'm like, I don't need to hold a glass of wine. I can hold a bottle of beer.
I can't even find that. I don't know how to put three of us in the picture yet. I might have to talk to our good friend Adam at Odd Dad Out.
Yes, because he's
crafty that way, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. But that was always a good time, and I love their nachos.
Yes, and the HHG was very vocal, which is kind of unusual for her.
She was chirping like a little bird that night. Hey,
that. The ratio of salsa and sour cream to the very large pan of nachos that we got was not size appropriate.
No, but we weren't allowed to order extras. That was put out there real quick.
You had to order extra, but you had to pay for it.
Yeah.
And she was thinking, I shouldn't have to. Salsa and the sour cream should be size equivalent to the pan of nachos.
Right. And it's not. It's little. It's little. Right?
And I'm like, I've never seen this from her before.
She was feisty. She was feisty.
And I'm like, I'm just sitting there and I'm just eating. I'm eating the guacamole and the sour. And we're like, she was like talking to the wind. I'm like, I've never seen this before. This is very interesting to me.
Because usually it's me if there's a complaint. I'm the one complaining.
Usually it's me because everything comes to me like not done right.
Oh, that's true too, right? That's true. Yeah, usually
and that's me. True. I was just like, I don't care. I'm just eating some nachos. They got lots of cheese on it.
And then you guys ate the bowls again. You ate the dishes.
No, I didn't eat the bowl. She ate the bowls.
Stop eating the dishes. Oh, my goodness.
They're just made of tortillas,
doesn't
Lisa.
Matter. You're not supposed to eat a mouthful of sour cream like that.
I think it's still okay.
I'm not thinking it's okay at all. Okay. Question for you.
Yes, Lisa.
Did you book your flu shot?
Not yet.
Get it.
I know.
Well, come on. Come on. What's the holdup? You just phone. You could probably go right over.
This is true.
Right? You need to get that flu shot.
Yes.
Right? It's important. You want the flu?
No, I don't want the flu. Right? Thank you.
You can still get the flu.
I don't know. Maybe I should get Michael to make my appointment so we can go an hour and 20 minutes early to it. And
not saying anybody.
Did you sit in the car for an hour and 20 minutes,
we
Lisa?
Did. We did. Okay. We did. Okay. And I wasn't very happy. Because I don't understand why sometimes we're just so convinced that the traffic is so much greater in the city than what it is.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
But I also know after 20 glorious years of marriage that it's just a fight not worth fighting about.
No.
So, yep, for sure, we will go and just sit in the car for an hour and 20 minutes.
Right. Some together time.
But yes, at least I'm all shotted up.
Yes, I'm gonna go.
Right. Get your shot. Get your
shot. I don't think people have an issue with the flu shot though.
Let's just say I don't know if people should have issues with any shots. But oh, did I just say that?
Oh,
I did. I just said it.
Podcast, Lisa.
I just said it. I'm not even recanting it.
Okay.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Because Whoopi said something to that fact, I believe, and she had issues on The View the other day and was trending on Twitter.
Yeah, it was funny. She was all fired up and she said a couple things. So one thing she said, right, because everybody, she said in America, people are still, you know, they're not trusting the science, right? They're waiting to see what happens to people after they get their shot. So Whoopi's thing is, we're not walking around with two heads or five tails. So it seems to be pretty good. And then somebody had said to Whoopi, well, you know what? They need to get the message out clearer. And then Whoopi lost her shit and said, how much clearer does this message need to get for people to get the message? How much clearer does it need to get? Because it's really, really clear.
I know.
Right? It's really, really clear.
The message apparently isn't very clear in Canada either, so we don't have anything to talk about.
No, we're no better. No, we are no better.
We have many arguments going on right now.
So here's the thing, Samantha. Right, we are not any better in Canada with this either. We are fourth wave, out of control, the whole bit. And I don't know. There's so much controversy. And there's so many issues because now if healthcare workers aren't vaccinated, they're getting laid off, they're getting fired, they don't get paid, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I don't want to go there. That's a slippery slope. We're not discussing that.
No.
No. However, the science is the science.
Mm-hmm.
It clearly does show, to Whoopi's point, right, that vaccinated people, yes, we may still get COVID, but chances are not 100% chance, of course not, but chances are we're going to live through it.
Yes, and right? not get it as severe.
So shouldn't that be enough?
I don't know anymore.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
No.
I feel a little bit like Whoopi.
Well, it's yeah.
Yeah. And I know, right? And we're not that podcast.
It's countries divided on thought, right?
Definitely, right?
Meeting in the middle, not, you know, there's no middle ground.
There's no middle ground, right? We are so far apart.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happens. I don't know how we get back together.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what happens, but it has to stop because our health guy today was on the news and he got really emotional and kind of broke down because he just wants people to just like stop with the madness.
Yeah. Right. Well, we just airlifted 6 people to Ontario.
Yes, because we can't take them anymore. Because
we can't. Our ICUs are too full.
Yeah. So we can't help. So I guess that still is my ongoing issue is that all of this compromises everybody's health care.
Well, it compromises the regular health care that we're used to.
Absolutely, it does, right?
So,
you know.
And then there would be the argument that if the government didn't mandate vaccinations for health staff, then we wouldn't have overrun nurses and doctors and things like that. You're taking away healthcare workers that could work, essentially. So there's, to be honest, you could argue every side of this story.
You can argue every side of it.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting.
Yeah, it is exhausting, right? But again, I think if you look at the science and you look at the numbers and the studies and you see the difference between life, living and dying, I don't know. Let me roll up my sleeves.
It's just, yeah, it's just not that. Yeah. For some, it's an easy answer.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll get a vaccine. And for some, it's like, no, I'm not going to.
You know, but yet back when you look at all the vaccines that helped people throughout the years, right?
Yep.
They all did. They all did. So I don't know. Anyways,
let's go.
I got bigger news.
Okay.
I got bigger news. The Gibsons, not only did we do Thanksgiving at Thanksgiving, we loved it so much. We did it again last weekend.
What?
We made a second turkey.
Why?
Because why wouldn't you?
You still had turkey leftovers from the last one.
I know. And as soon as they ran out, it was just in time to make a new turkey.
Oh my God.
Right? We had turkey number 2, but we didn't do all the fixins. I'm not doing all the fixins.
So what did you opt for then?
We went for normal potatoes. Stuffing. Gravy.
Of course.
And corn.
Normal. Was it a big turkey? Was it a butterball? Like, just what are we talking?
Just this one was just the frozen butterball breast.
Oh, right? Got it.
That was it. No sweet potato this time. No green beans. No carrots. Right? Not the extras.
Was it good the second time around?
It was wonderful. Why don't we eat turkey more than once or twice a year?
Well, because then you have an excuse to eat all the cranberries, right?
Oh, right. And that's my thing, right? And you know how sometimes I get like you know how you're supposed to drink your cranberry juice, right? Because it helps your pee. And sometimes I get those infections, right? Where they say, you know, drink cranberry juice, it'll help your pee. What about if I ate cranberry sauce?
Help my every pee? Day.
Would it help my pee?
It might.
Right? Because that I could maybe work with, Samantha.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Well, okay. So this is your second big Sunday dinner. So do people still have Sunday dinners?
I don't know. You know, we kind of had gotten away from it.
Like,
but maybe we just brought it back.
I think you brought it back.
We might have like, look what's back again. Sunday suppers back again. Look what's back. Because growing up, it was always there.
Yeah. Like we used to have Sunday suppers all the time. And typically, you know, mom will make something decent on a Sunday now too. Like she'll invite me. I mean, we had stew the other day, which was delightful. Yeah. The weekend before that was the turkey, you know. So they'll invite me over for Sunday supper and we'll have like, you know, a good meal and stuff like that. Saturdays is more like a takeout.
Right. Or a whatever. Right. It's a whatever. Right. And like growing up, we always knew Sunday suppers was like, oh, it's going to be great. But that's a shitload of dishes to have to deal with.
It's a shitload
of dishes Sunday. Right. Before Walt Disney comes on.
Oh, God. I loved Walt Disney. Right? They don't come on Sundays anymore.
I think that show's over.
I think it is. It's sad. I think
Tinkerbell rang her little bell. And flew off into the sunset.
That makes me sad.
Like, I think families should do Sunday suppers.
I feel that's a great time to sit down and just chow and have a good conversation and, you know, maybe end it with a movie.
Yeah, like we used to do, like growing up, we did every supper together.
Yeah.
It was rare that we got out of having a supper.
That's true.
Right? Like it was really rare.
Yeah, unless you had a sport after school.
Yeah, then you might. But for the most part, right? It wasn't like, oh, I'm not going to be home for supper. Oh, actually, you will be.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will be home for supper. Right? You can go out after supper.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I remember. Oh, yeah.
And suppers at our house growing up were sometimes a little bit of a pain in the butt because we were late supper eaters.
Oh, like what time?
Well, my dad would work till 6.
Oh.
So we never ate before 7. Right. And then so if we were sitting down at like 7:30 for supper, the phone would have used to ring and then my mom would get mad and she'd be like, tell Marnie Petter to stop phoning during supper. Here's the thing, Mom. It's not supper. It's now after supper in everybody else's houses but us.
Yeah, it's true. Right?
It's not supper.
It's right? Not supper.
Right? It's almost bedtime.
It's almost
bedtime and we're having sit-down supper. But you still didn't get to miss it.
Yeah. But you know, my mom, she still makes a mess in the kitchen.
Oh, moms are messy.
Dad's like, oh my God, did you use every pot?
Every pot. They don't put the cans in the garbage, right? They just leave all their shit everywhere. It's like, that's part of their feel bad for me. Look at how much work I did. Cause here it all still is out on the counter. Right? Right. Cause you can see, oh, look at that. It was 3 cans of corn I had to open.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. So messy.
Better start buttering up my mother, hey?
Because it's Christmas.
She's already talking about her Christmas baking.
Yeah. Her beets have been so delightful. I've gone through one whole jar.
Oh, because she asked me and I said, I don't know if she's eaten them yet.
Yeah, I just like in this last week I've eaten them.
Just so everybody knows, Sheila does give Lisa and Michael food.
Yeah, and we take it graciously.
Yes. She's like, well, do you think they'll eat it? I'm like, if Lisa doesn't, Michael will.
Somebody will. Somebody will definitely eat it. Right. And it is getting into that season.
Yes, it right? is.
Hell, the HHG just bought Checkers the dog advent calendar. Yeah. Right?
His trial advent calendar.
Because he wants to be like me. Right. So I said Checkers can't start it till November the 1st, because that's when I start my trial advent
calendar. I think we should all have a trial advent calendar, guys.
Right. You need to just try it out.
And we should all like take pictures of every day of it. We start in November.
We start November 1st and you see where you get to. I never ever get to the end of November.
No, you don't.
Right? That's how I know. Okay. I did not do my trial, didn't go as planned.
Oh my right? God. That's what we should do.
Right?
We should get everybody to post pictures of their trial advent calendars in November.
That would be kind of funny. Yeah. Let's do that. Friends of the podcast, you can buy them for $1 at the dollar store.
Yes.
Right. And that chocolate is still good chocolate for some reason. Right. And let's just see how you do with your trial. Because I know how I do. I don't do good. I usually don't get past the first week. I've eaten all the chocolates out of all the holes. But then once December comes, I mean business. I don't break the rules.
No.
Right? That's because that's for what November's for.
Breaking the rules in November.
Sticking
to them in December.
Sticking to them in December. That's exactly it, Samantha. Exactly.
All right. All right, Lisa, it's time.
All right.
Guess who's got questions? Lisa's got questions. It's Lisa's Question Corner.
All right, Samantha, I got a couple questions for you.
Okie dokie.
All right. Number one, why are there happy clowns and mean clowns?
You know, I don't know why. Why?
Like who decided to make the clown happy or make it mean?
I don't. Okay. Happy clowns makes sense. Mean clowns, scary clowns. Who started that?
What sick, perverted individual made the clown mean?
Stephen King's It, the movie.
Yeah.
Oh!
Penny, was that Pennywise? Right? All of that is just horrible. Who decided that? Kelly Ripa, they were talking about clowns on live the other day. And she said that she would be like Pennywise on the outside, but pain and suffering on the inside. I'm like, you can't be both clowns. You can't be both.
You can't be both.
You can't be both. And then that's the other thing. So there's not even just happy and mad. There's sad.
They're sad.
Who decided we needed a sad clown?
I don't know. Should clowns not just be happy balloon animal making people?
Right. They should just be happy.
They should just be happy.
There's no reason for the world. There's no place in my world for a mean, sad clown.
We just need guys with big shoes and a red nose going, like that's
right. That's a flower that squirts water. That's all.
Right.
Right. That's all we need. Oh,
telling the jokes.
Right. Just telling some jokes. In my Uncle Bob's house when we were kids, he used to have a picture on his wall in the basement, and it was of a clown, and it was a sad clown, but he had a funny look at his face. And that guy could see you everywhere you sat in that basement. He could see you. And my Uncle Bob convinced us that even though the adults were upstairs, you just take one pop because that guy's going to tell me because he can see what you're doing.
Oh my God, he probably had a camera in the clown.
Who knows? Who knows? Your
Uncle Bob was with the cops.
He was a cop. He was a cop, right? So who knows, right? But I tell you, but I'm just saying, why? Like, let's just go back to the happy clowns if we got to have them at all.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Question number two. Why is stovetop stuffing so delicious?
I don't know. It tastes buttery. Like, that's my, right? That's, yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. And then it's mushy.
Yeah, it's so, it is so delicious.
It's funny that it's mushy.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to just be like a turkey snack. It can be at any time.
That's true.
Right? Like, who says it has to just be with turkey?
It could just be a light, it could buttery. Just be
side dish. Buttery. fattening side dish. Right? Carb-filled side dish. Right? That's what it could be.
Oh, for sure.
That's what it could be. My third question, Samantha. Why did people think that an apple a day kept the doctor away?
Well, because it's got vitamin C and it's good for you and it's fibrous and it's good for
you. Think those are all the reasons?
For your gut. And oh yeah, it's all the reasons. I don't know. It sounds good.
Sounds good. Okay. I was always apple a day.
I have apple slices in my fridge right now.
You bought your apples pre-sliced?
You know it.
Yeah, because it's prepared by others.
It's prepared by others.
Did you buy the caramels too? The caramel sauce?
No, I did not. Oh, no, I did not.
That's what you need with it.
No, I try to just eat my apples naked.
Oh, you like your apples raw. You should put a little bit of the no sugar brown sugar on it.
I have never looked for that.
It's a Splenda product.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just no calorie brown sugar.
Got it.
So good.
Then you mix it with some cinnamon and fry like it in the microwave.
It's like a baked apple, right? It's just like it's so delicious. It's so delicious. Okay. So on our Facebook page today.
Yes.
Somebody posted that I did not talk about Anne Murray.
Your birthday present.
Did we really not talk about it?
I don't remember.
I could see you blocking it out. I know I talked to you about it.
Yes. Huh. For a moment there, I didn't think you were going to get to go to it because I think there was like issues or something.
There was issues with because you had bought the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's the thing. So let's talk about it. Let's take a few minutes and go back to the summer. Okay. So for my birthday, Sam bought me an afternoon with Anne Murray, but it ended up being a morning with Anne Murray because of the time difference.
Yes.
Because she was in Nova Scotia.
Yes.
And I was in Saskatoon. So you got to submit. So, and it was, that's what I wanted, right? I'm like, I was so excited, right? So you got to submit a question and they randomly were going to decide who got to ask the question. I didn't get picked to ask the question.
Okay.
But everybody's question got read.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
So my question was, do you want to come on the podcast?
And she said?
No. Because she's retired from everything.
Yes.
Which I knew. We knew we weren't going to land Anne Murray.
No.
No. Wasn't never going to happen.
No.
But a girl's got to ask. A girl's got one chance to ask a question. That's the question I want to ask, right? And so it was a lovely after. It was a lovely time with her. There was, I think, I want to say there was maybe like 150 people.
That's cool.
And so we were all Zoomed, right? So we were all on a Zoom and she was on the Zoom and she was beautiful and entertaining and heartwarming and lovely and perfect and funny. And
oh my God.
I don't know what else I can think. to describe. I think that's all the words.
That is all the words for Ember. That's
all the words that I can think of. Right. I only know so many words. And she was all the things that I had hoped that it would be.
Yes.
And so there was a moderator. So pretty much all the questions that everybody had asked was what she was answering.
Uh-huh.
And then what happened is that then she would ad lib, right?
Because
she's a funny gal.
Uh-huh.
She's a really funny gal. So she would ad lib and then she would share stories throughout.
That's nice.
She took a 15-minute break for lunch. She wanted to have a sandwich, right? She's getting old, right? So she's getting old, right? She wanted to have a sandwich. And it was wonderful. It was just, it was a wonderful gift, a wonderful experience.
Cool.
I just sat at the kitchen table and like daydreamed.
Oh, that you were with Anne Murray.
That I was with Anne Murray. In my mind, right? I felt like as though she really was just talking mostly to me.
Yes.
Right. So.
As one would think.
So it was fantastic. It was so, like, I love her so much.
Yes.
Right. She just makes my heart happy.
She does.
Yeah, she really does. You know, and I don't know friends of the podcast, if you know this, but Anne Murray and friends in other parts of the world, if you don't know who Anne Murray is, you better Google her because she's important. Because without Anne Murray, there is no Celine Dion. There's no Shania Twain. There's no Michael Bublé.
No.
There's no probably Bare Naked Ladies.
Bryan Adams.
No Bryan Adams. There's no shows in Las Vegas because she played the very first show. She had the first like long-standing show.
Uh-huh.
So there's no Vegas shows.
There you go.
There definitely is no Jan Arden without her.
That's true.
Right? So I'm just saying, right? There's really no Canadian music without Anne Murray.
Canadians
did not sing before Anne Murray. The snowbird came and started to sing.
Yes.
And then other Canadians sang.
Yes.
Prior to Anne Murray, there is no known singer in Canada.
There you go.
Right? Just a little information there.
Okay. Let's move on, shall we?
All right. Because I could talk about her all day.
Yes, you could.
Okay. But we won't. But thank you for asking. Sorry we didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
That's a long time ago.
So wonderful.
All right. So apparently everyone is watching this weird show on Netflix called The Squid Game.
Yeah.
People are totally obsessed with it.
I know. Hey.
Do you feel like we should watch it? I'm not sure if I'm interested enough to watch it. They say it's very disturbing.
They say, okay.
But you can't turn away. Like you need to watch to the end or something.
Yeah. So again, they spoofed it on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
They did a song, which I thought was kind of funny. And then Kelly and Ryan were talking about it again.
Oh, okay.
And one of the producers, she's not a producer, but somebody who works on the show was in the, because they don't have a live audience. They just have like kind of like the help in the studio. And one of the ladies who helps on the show, then they're talking about it. She shouted out and she's like, "It's awesome." And then they started talking. And then that was her thing too, was that it's kind of like you can't stop it once you start it.
Because it's so bizarre.
It's so bizarre. But I don't even know anything about it. Like, but then my question is it the type of show, will I understand it? Will I get it?
It's subtitled, so.
Oh, I got to read.
Yeah, you got to read.
I hate reading my TV.
Yeah, I know.
This is the news.
It's subtitled. It apparently took 13 years to make, from what I read.
Wow.
And it's about, they take these people who are sort of down on their luck. Uh-huh. They don't have a lot of money, right. And they get put in this game, and they are kids games that have horrific consequences. Yeah. And I'm like, huh. I don't know. Huh. Do I want to watch that?
Huh. I mean, I guess we should try one, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Hmm. I don't know.
Maybe like tomorrow night we should try one.
I don't know.
like it can't hurt us from home.
Okay, because if we're going to do this, we're dragging the HHG into this.
Yeah, maybe she's already watching it.
Oh, we should ask her. Yeah, she watches everything.
Because she watches everything, right? Because she's always ahead of the trend.
She is.
Right. Well, actually, I think it's Cousin Stacy that watches everything first and then, then passes it on, right?
Yeah. Okay. So,
I'm not opposed.
Okay. Well, let's think about it.
Let's give it some thought. You know what I've been doing? Samantha, it sucked me and it got me by the neck and it dragged me down the rabbit hole. I'm TikTok obsessed again.
Oh God.
Not just that one. There's another one.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Is it the sun goes down?
That one. What is that? What is it? It's the Brooks and Dunn one. And now
if you're lucky, a cute cowboy guy with no shirt on is doing it. That's doing exciting. It.
Exactly. Yeah. So now that has now replaced right? It's replaced it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, who picks that song?
I don't know.
And it's just 30 seconds, right? When the sun goes down, rah, 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 and then they do it a couple.
And then they do like a weird.
Doesn't look like a hard dance. And then they do like a little funny, like do-si-do kind of.
Yeah. And it's weird.
Yeah. But I think we could master that one.
No, I'm not doing that.
I think we could do that one better than
I have no interest in any of that.
Really? I'm just saying, right? I am down that hole and I am TikTok obsessed again.
I know. I hear you.
Right?
It's easy to do. Sucks you in every time.
So easy. So easy, Samantha.
Okay, but I got a question for you.
All right.
Why is it when an actress decides to go gray, and I mean gray in her hair, is it big entertainment news?
Oh, I don't know. Why would it be?
It is.
Really?
Yeah. Andy McDowell. She's a famous actress.
Yep.
Very well known. Yep. Beautiful, dark, curly hair as a young actress has decided to grow out her hair and become gray. And apparently she was told by her agents and people, her management team, that that would be a bad idea. She would never get work if she decided to go gray. So why is it, why is it a big deal when a woman actress or a woman actor decides to go gray, but we don't hear a peep when a man goes gray?
Nobody cares that a man
goes gray. Pierce Brosnan is gray. George Clooney has gone gray. Yeah. God knows there's a million other people.
Everybody can go gray and nobody cares. Because you know what? Going gray for a man is just getting older.
Right. But for a woman to go gray, oh, that's a bad idea. You're not going to get any work anymore. Because what's her name? Jamie Lee Curtis.
But she's been gray for a long time.
She's been gray for a really long time.
And it looks awesome.
And it looks fantastic on her.
Yeah.
I don't know why it needed to be an article in the People magazine. I'm pretty sure that's where I saw it.
Really?
Yeah. It was on, or was it on ET Canada? It was through my Instagram. And I'm like, are you effing kidding me?
Wow. Huh. Because some people, I think, look like just beautiful with it. Like the dirty hippie.
Yes, it doesn't. Right? I don't care what age you are. If your hair is going that way and you want to do it, do it. If it looks fantastic and you love it, you do it. I don't give a hoot.
Lisa LaFlemme on CTV News.
Yeah, she went gray.
And she looks beautiful.
Uh-huh. Because it suits her.
Because it suits her.
I don't know why it's a big deal for a woman to go gray, but we make no big deal when a man goes gray.
I don't know.
It's that whole beauty culture crap.
For sure it is. But I think with women, though, I think there's more involved in it. Because when Lisa LaFlemme, and friends of the podcast, she's a news anchor. When Lisa LaFlemme went gray, she was kind of stuck because she was going gray and looking awesome. But her wardrobe wasn't matching her new look.
No, because then you got to pep your step up a little.
Right? Then you got to pep up your step. And you got to change the colors. Got to become warmer. Or they got to become cooler. They got to do something, right? Got to become a fall or something. Same thing with men. Nobody cares about the men. Nobody cares.
But apparently we care a great deal about if a woman does it.
Hi, it's like when we get roots, right? Men just go salt and pepper. We have let ourselves go and have a bad dye job.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, I don't know. It just bothered me that they made a big deal out of it. And I'm like, and she looks wonderful.
Of course she does.
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Double standard.
This is news. go find something else to talk about.
Yeah, go. Yeah, right. Go learn When the Sun Comes Down. Go learn that dance, people. Go learn that dance.
Yeah, go learn the dance.
Go learn the dance. Stop complaining. Stop talking about her hair. That's kind of funny. That's funny. Okay, so did you?
Yes, I tried on my winter coats,
and
they fit.
Right, there's a win.
Doesn't matter. I bought another one.
Oh my God, Samantha! I think you're just going a little crazy. Why'd you buy another winter coat?
Because it was only $100, and it was at Columbia.
Oh, so you bought. That's the one I just bought, was a Columbia.
Oh, I bought it off the Bay website.
Did you? What mm-hmm. color?
Black.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Puffy.
Why did you decide to get another one?
Just in case.
In case what?
I don't know. I just thought I looked nice and was only $100.
Huh.
And so you. And it had a fur hood, and I'm like, I might need the hood.
Oh, I took my hood right off. Right? Or the fur part for sure. I did. But guess what I did? I bought the fourth sweater in the installment of the sweaters.
Let's go back to the sweater drama.
Bought the fourth one. I bought the black. You know what? It was on the mannequin and I'm like, oh, it looks so good. Yes, I'll take one of those.
Oh my God.
I know, right? Like, isn't that the craziest thing?
No, well, you found a sweater and it fits and you're happy with it.
All four of them I'm happy with. All four.
Oh,
so
my
yay
God.
For the winter coats, right?
Yay for the winter coats. And my one fall coat is still okay.
Good, right? So you're all worried. So you didn't gain like you thought you did.
No, I did.
Oh. Let's make no mistake there, Lisa. I definitely did. However.
But it still fits.
But it still fits. So that's all that matters. Did you find your winter boots?
No, I can't wear those boots.
No, I thought you were looking at winter boots.
Oh, no, I haven't ordered anything yet.
Okay. All nope. right. Just, you know, because it's not, right, it's not quite, the snow hasn't come yet.
Oh, no, I know.
Okay. So slow your roll a little bit there, sister. You
but
know
my
what?
Other boots are coming.
Yeah, right. You ordered boots Friday night from the bar.
Yes, I did.
You did. You know what, Samantha? Everybody's in plaid pants.
They're everywhere, Lisa.
I got my plaid pants on.
It's on.
I know, right? I have two pairs of plaid pants.
You're so right? trendy right now.
Everybody's talking about my plaid pants. I got my plaid pants on. Yeah.
Except the one pair of plaid pants, every time you stand up, they're like hiked up to your knees.
Because I don't know why that happens. Every pant I have does that.
It's kind of funny because you have like such tiny legs.
I know. And then it's because I think that they ride up when I sit down. Okay. And then they get comfortable there. And then when I stand, I got to pull them down.
Yeah.
Every single pant I have that does that.
Okay.
I don't know. If they're not twisty, they're that. But got I don't it. Go walking with them like that. I fix them.
No, I know.
I fix them. I'm well aware
I saw
of that.
You.
Yeah. I'm well aware. I'm well aware. Kind of funny though. But is weird.
I think it's a trend that will only last this season.
Oh yeah, for sure, right? It's not going to be a big trend.
And not all plaid is made equal.
What do you mean?
No, because there's some plaid colors that should not play together.
The plaid should still match the plaid.
Ugh. Some right. of them are gross.
Yeah, like I think the plaid in the plaid should still match the plaid.
And I found a houndstooth pant and I'm like, huh, that's very busy.
Yeah.
Houndstooth
is busy.
Do you remember? Was it you and I? Yes, because it was the day we were trying to find Oprah.
Okay.
Remember we went to the Sheraton restaurant?
The day we found Oprah.
Oh, sorry. The day we found Oprah. We were in the restaurant first.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And there was a lady who came in and she was head to toe houndstooth.
Houndstooth.
It was the jacket. It was the vest. It was the pant. And then she had like a purple shirt underneath.
Yeah. It was a little much.
It was a lot.
It was a lot much.
It was
and
a lot.
And then you knew she didn't probably live here.
Yeah, and then you're like, yeah, we're thinking it's weird she doesn't live in Saskatoon.
Yeah, she's not living in Saskatoon, right?
You can always, oh my God, you remember that time?
Right? We're just not all that. We're not all that. These people are from out of town.
Do you remember we were sitting on a bench in Midtown Plaza?
Judging people.
And these people walked by and were like, They don't live here.
They don't live here.
Because they look too good. Yeah,
they look way too good.
They look way too good.
Way, way, way too good to be from here. Right?
And that's when we came up with our charitable organization, People Without Mirrors.
Right. That's what we wanted. We felt that every house should have a mirror.
And
the reason we felt that, friends of the podcast, was because you could tell from how some people were presenting that day that they obviously did not have a mirror.
No.
Because had you had a mirror, you would have looked at yourself and not ever thought of going out in public like that. Right? So that was our charity, right? Houses with mirrors or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God. Yeah. Because it was so funny. It was like they were so nicely dressed, these women, with like their tall boots and their fancy sweaters or whatever they were wearing. Yeah. And I'm just like, they're not from Saskatoon.
No. And that was like before boots even existed in Saskatoon. They're in boots. And it's like, they're not. Like, what are those on their feet, Samantha? They're not from here. Don't worry.
Yeah.
They're coming in a few years. Right.
And then now we're all very trendy.
No, we're very trendy.
We're so trendy.
Super trendy, right? And I still can't figure out my boots.
Yeah, this is true.
Every day they're in my office. Every day I put them on and I think they're too booty.
Oh my God. Just wear them.
I take them back off.
Okay. But speaking of things that don't really work, Hooters apparently changed their uniforms. And the employees got pissed off and argued that the new shorts fit more like underwear.
Okay. The fact that Hooters still exists is weird. The fact that women let themselves be dressed like that is weird.
Oh, God.
That's bad.
And the fact that the employees are arguing that the shorts fit more like underwear means they're probably underwear.
They probably are underwear, right? They probably are the underwear.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. So you are now working at a place where you're in your bra and panty.
Oh.
Serving chicken wings.
Oh.
To the men drinking the beer and eating the wings. Right? Because do women go to Hooters?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Like, if they said that Hooters had the best wings in town.
Would you go?
I think I'd feel uncomfortable.
I'd be like, hi, can I get
I think I'd feel awkward, right? I think I'd be like, why are you in bra and panties? Why did you not put your clothes on today? Why are you not in clothing?
They argued, so obviously they got a change, so they don't have to wear them.
Yeah. Now they're probably more of like a boy short, I bet.
God, I hope so.
A longer underwear.
For their sake.
Right? But that's all I think, right? Is like, why are you not in clothing?
Yeah, you should be in clothing.
You need to be in clothing, right? Does your mom know you're not in clothing? Right? Do you have a mirror at your house? Because if you had a mirror at your house, you would know you're not in clothing yet.
It's the whole charity idea again, right?
Thing, right? Yeah. Charity starts at home. Yeah. Right? That's what they say.
Everyone needs a mirror.
Everybody needs a full-length mirror. One full-length mirror for you. Every house deserves one full-length mirror. A head-to-toe look at all of you before you go out.
All right. Now it's my turn.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Lisa, it's things you want to know. All right, Lisa, I don't know if you're going to like this, but it's fun facts about the McRib.
There's nothing you can say to ever. It's like with a hot dog. There's nothing you can say to ever make me not eat it. So hit me, Samantha. Bring it on.
All right. The McRib came about because of a shortage of chickens.
And it's way better than the chicken. The McRib is better than any McChicken.
And the McChicken was like, it came to be fruition in like the 70s, hey?
Well, the McRib, I remember being really little with my dad enjoying a McRib.
The McRib is a product of restructured meat technology.
Nice.
Restructured meat product contains a mixture of tripe, heart, and scalded stomach, which is then mixed with salt and water to extract proteins from the muscle.
And then it's so yummy. So good. And then it's pressed into a bone-shaped patty.
The whole process from frozen pork to frozen McRib takes about 45 minutes.
Right? So that's some science right there. That's some work.
Some grossness happening.
Some deliciousness.
The McRib debuted in 1981 and disappeared in 1985 and it has resurfaced from time to time since 1994.
Exactly. It's been gone for so long. Too long.
This is true.
Yeah.
But The kicker is, Lisa, individual restaurants can actually order the ingredients for the McRib at any time.
But they don't. Why wouldn't they?
Because they like to hang on to the mystery behind the McRib because they know that's what drives their product.
Oh, and it's going to drive their sales through the roof. Right. Yeah.
Keep it mist. Give them some mystery.
Right. Exactly. I'm so excited. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it.
Ooh, ooh.
Right? So excited. Can't wait. It's going to be so good, so good, so good, so good, so good.
Oh, all right, Lisa, do you have an I shake my head for this week?
I do, Samantha. I've been shaking my head at how I didn't know this about myself, that I am a cheapskate. I didn't know that about myself.
I took a sip of water and I almost spit it out.
You almost spit when you should have swallowed. Right there. There's an example. Right? Spit when you should have swallowed.
Spit when you should swallow. Yeah.
And what I learned it was when we were buying stuff at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh my God, that's so expensive.
That's where we got all of our stuff.
Oh my God, are you rich?
And then, no, right? Apparently we just play a rich family on Saturdays. And as the lady was ringing it up and I could see it, I was just like, ugh. I'm like, we don't need a face cloth. We can use the brown ones. The brown ones will be fine. I'm like, we're not using brown face cloths. There's no brown in the shower curtain.
Oh my God.
And then I'm like, and then she'd ring up something else. And I'm like, you know what? We don't need that. I don't need a new blow dryer. I can use my old blow dryer. I can let my hair blow dry natural. It's good. And you know, Mike,
I bought you a new blow dryer to match your bathroom.
No, because I needed a new blow dryer. Okay. It doesn't match. Doesn't match. I needed a new one, but my old one hadn't completely died yet.
Oh my God.
So I'm just saying, I was shaking my head at me because if I go by myself, I don't buy any of those things.
No,
I don't come back with bedding because I'm like, yeah, there was nothing I liked because in my mind, it's too expensive.
Uh-huh.
I don't come back with, I come back with nothing. I go with my husband and I come back poor.
Yes.
Right? But with new things for the house.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God, I am a cheapskate.
Yes, you are.
Wow. Hey. Wow. Isn't that kind of funny?
That is funny. But not shocking.
But not shocking. What about you? You got a nice shake my head?
Oh my God. I can't handle scary movies at all anymore.
Why are you watching them?
Well, I'm not really. It's just I'm getting scared by the movie trailers because I'm like, oh, because it's Halloween. Halloween Kills is out with Jamie Lee Curtis. You know, it's the other installment of the Michael movie or whatever. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, that looks interesting. And I'll be like, I would never survive it. I think I would probably like faint halfway through it.
Yeah, I don't think you should watch them. I don't think that that's your type of movie.
I know, but like, I mean, the one I have watched is Boo, a Madea Halloween.
Okay, it's with Madea.
I know, but it's still scary.
For somebody who loves Halloween, you're a chicken.
I am a bit of a chicken.
You're a scaredy cat.
I am a bit of a scare. I'm only good if I'm doing the scaring. I'm getting scared, I'm not.
No, you're not good with that at all.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
We went through the drive-through Halloween haunted house thing last year at the Prairie Land. I'm the only one in the car that got excited.
You're the only one who screamed. It's like in my mind, I'm like, she knows we're in the car, right? Like, this is the safest Halloween haunted thing ever because we are in the car with the windows up.
We're in a car, yeah.
Yeah, right? And you were still screaming.
I was still screaming. Yeah.
I'm like, wow. So
I'm sure Michelle's like, oh my God, shut up.
I think she just sat in the back and ate the candy. She was probably texting people. Right? You'll never guess what I'm doing right now.
apparently I'm not good at scary Halloween movies anymore.
No, I don't. I'm not either. It's not my thing. I never, ever have watched The Exorcist. And I remember being young and my mom telling me that when she was a teenager, she went and watched it and it gave her nightmares. And she said, don't ever watch it. And to this day, I've never watched it.
No, I don't recommend it.
I don't like movies where like that could be true. I don't like things that Poltergeist. I don't like there's a chance that that could happen in real life. I'm good. I don't need to bring that into my world.
No, I've seen parts of that. I've seen parts of Carrie. I've seen parts of The Exorcist and they're all like, no, thank you. I'm good.
I'm good. Right. Yeah. I just want a clean, happy soul. That's what I want.
What a clean, happy soul.
I just want a clean, happy soul. Right? That's all I want, Samantha. One clean, happy soul.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Well, yeah. Lisa.
Samantha, I think we're done.
Oh,
my goodness. Already. Time flies.
Yes. We just want to thank John again for doing all the editing and putting together our podcast. It sounds so great every week. He makes it sound pretty good, doesn't he, Lisa?
He does. Thanks, John.
Remember to check out our social media, guys, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And remember to download and subscribe. So
download and subscribe.
When you're listening.
Yes. That's all we want to know, right?
Because that's all we want to know.
We just want to know. Just want to know. Right?
Right.
Anything else, Samantha?
Okay. If you invite friends to the Facebook page and you're the person that has the most, you're going to get a magnet.
You're going to get a magnet. And friends of the Patreon, next week you can look forward to something special.
Yes. And start your Advent calendar trial in November.
Right? Start it.
And post your pictures on our Facebook page.
And the whole idea of that is that, you know, you don't have to play by the rules. You make your own rule.
You make your rules and then tell us all about it.
Because by the time December comes, then you got to conform to everybody else's rules. So you got one shot at the trial one to do what you want with it. It can last one day. It can last all the days. It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Totally up to you and how many chocolates you want to eat that day. And nobody judges.
No.
There's
Join
no
Lisa and Checkers, the HHG's dog, in the trial advent calendar.
We'll see how Checkers does, right? Checkers isn't always good at things. So it's going to be interesting to see how Checkers makes out.
Exactly.
Right? Maybe HHG can take a picture of Checkers in the morning. I'll take a picture of me in the morning. Who did it better, Lisa or Checkers? Right? That would be kind of funny.
Oh, that would be good.
All right. Everybody participate. Have a good week.
Samantha, yes.
Always a pleasure.
It should be.
This has been a transmission of the Podfix Network. For more about this show and other great Podfix programs, go to podfixnetwork.com.